Welcome to the Resilient People Podcast. I'm Janet Fanacki. I speak with extraordinary, regular people from around the world who are admired for their resilience. They've overcome major challenges in their lives, bounced back, and created something to help others be resilient too. I've done a few interviews with people who are living with a terminal illness. Matthew Pullen is one of those people I got the chance to recently speak with. He just turned 18 years old and lives in Bury, near Manchester in the UK. Matthew's in the midst of receiving university offers, continuing to study, spending time with friends when possible during the pandemic, and until recently, he wrote a blog on running. The blog was called Matthew's Running Journey, until a recent name change to reflect a big change in his life, a brain cancer diagnosis. Matthew and I spoke about his illness, how his blog started as a way to inspire people, and his future plans. Matthew, welcome to Resilient People.
Thank you for having me.
So happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Matthew, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Matthew, and I am 18, so currently studying my A-levels in England, and I have a brain tumour.
How long have you had a brain tumour?
There's a question. I had one when I was 3 years old, which was successfully removed, and now I've had one for about 5 months.
You were re-diagnosed back in August. You had found out that it had grown close to where the original tumour was, is that correct?
Yeah, it was pretty much on the same site. I've had surgery, which they managed to get rid of 99% of it, and then I've had radiotherapy, and I'm currently on chemotherapy at the moment.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are you coping with all the treatments?
Fine. It's a mental barrier, really. It's like, I know some of the treatments they're going to do are just to extend my life and not really get rid of it. So it's just hard. You can't accept it. It's tough to say. You've just got to get on with it, really, and just live life how you want to.
And a big part of you living life is blogging about your experience.
Yeah, I started blogging. I was blogging about my running, and then I thought I'll change it into a cancer blog to try and help other people going through the same.
So the blog starts mostly you talking about running and your passion for running and training for a half marathon. Can you describe when you started the blog? What was kind of going through your mind at the time?
Just wanted something to do, really, because obviously the country had been put into lockdown, but you were still allowed to run. So I was like, I'll just blog about doing training and start an Instagram account. I never thought it would get like this.
You've got a lot of followers.
I reached 5,000 yesterday, I think, and I'm happy about that, but I'm happier that it spreads awareness. It's not for personal gain.
What kind of feedback do you get from your followers?
They're just like, oh, you're an inspiration, but I don't want to be like, people like it, but then again, I don't want to be the center of the attention. I want just to raise awareness about cancer as a whole, and specifically brain tumours. My brain tumour, they've not managed to identify the cells, so I'm unknown, so I can't really raise awareness for that. Mm-hmm. But rare brain tumours, really, like GBM and stuff like that.
When your blog started, because most of it was about running, can you talk about that passion?
Running, I started because my twin brother ran. And then he was like, I need some competition. So I was like, I'll go down and try it. And then I guess it was really good for me mentally, and I just enjoyed it. So I've run in a few races at club level and then found out about the brain tumour.
Do you feel that the running helped you in some way deal with the tumor?
Well, I stopped running a few weeks after I found out, just to try and concentrate, but I hadn't had the best of mental health before that, so it really helped me mentally. It just releases happy endorphins, and it just gets you out, and it's something to do, and it distracts your mind, because you're in the moment of running. And although it might hurt sometimes, there's always a reward at the end of it.
One other thing I noticed about some of the posts, you may mention, especially at the point where you talk about the tumor being there, and, you know, but you kind of take a pivot in that same blog, and you talk about running again.
Yeah.
And I found that interesting, and I wanted to ask you if that was a deliberate intention.
I just write down my thoughts, really. So it could have just been my mind wanting to get away from that topic and get back onto what I know.
Are you running now?
I try to. So I usually run on a Wednesday and do like a walk-run session and run at least a mile on a Saturday to try and build up my fitness again.
But somebody else has started running on your behalf.
Yeah, my twin brother did 5K every day during my radiotherapy, which was 30 days. And we raised about £13,000 for brain tumour research in the UK. That makes me feel proud to be who I am and proud to call him my brother.
There's a quote that you have in your post that I wanted to share. It's, life is terminal. It's our job to live it.
It was just a thought I had. It was like, I thought of it and just thought, I like that, so I'll stick with it. But it can also be related to everyone's life, not just terminal cancer patients' life. Because the end of the day, life is going to end and we should just enjoy life.
What has having cancer taught you?
Not to take life for granted, because the first time, I know I was lucky, but I didn't realize how lucky I was. And now, this time, it's like, I just know that I need to love people like I'm not going to see them tomorrow.
Matthew says that his inspiration comes from regular people, but he also mentions a favorite musician. Zach Sobiak was an American singer-songwriter. He was only 14 years old when he was diagnosed with bone cancer and told that he'd only have a year to live. His mission was to make people happy, and he went on to write the chart-topping song, Clouds. So I looked up this song because I wasn't familiar with it, and there was one part of it that really stuck out to me. It goes, and we'll go up, 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 but I'll fly a little higher. Go up in the clouds because the view is a little nicer. Zach Sobiak died just weeks after his 18th birthday.
He is an inspiration. He did what he wanted to with his life. And some people that actually get through cancer, they understand everything. I just know that they inspire other people as well as me.
So it's just regular people who are inspiring you?
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, you're just a regular guy inspiring a whole bunch of other people.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you do when you find that things are low for you? What's your go-to?
I write poetry.
Oh.
I just go to that, really. Or I text people. Just be nice, really. I've had mental health problems in the past, and I know telling people's the best way.
Good for you. It's good that you recognize that and that you're open about it. Do you find that it helps?
Yeah, it does. It helps a lot. Because the saying goes, a problem shared is a problem halved. It's sometimes you feel guilty for putting it on them, but it's what you need to do.
And you're in the process now of applying for universities. You've gotten accepted, I think, as well?
I've been accepted off two. I'm waiting for another two, which will be nice. I'm still waiting for my top university to accept, but I need the grades anyway.
That's exciting. What are you hoping to study?
Business and marketing.
What else do you want to do, you know, for the future?
Yeah, I want to carry on as normal. I want to go to uni, and I want to try and complete as much as uni as I can. I want to try and graduate, and then aside from education, I want to publish a book. And I had an idea, but maybe do something for the family. I just want something that people can remember me by, really, and not remember the cancer, remember me for who I was.
What is one thing that you want people to know?
I want people to know that it's okay to let people know that you love them, because you never know if it's going to be the last time you tell them that. And if people don't know that you love them, then they might just feel like down. And you should let everyone know that you love them.
Listening to Matthew is a reminder that we all have limited time here. Some of us shorter than others. So say the I love yous regularly and often. Continue learning and live life. I want to thank Matthew Pullen for joining me, and thank you for listening to this week's episode of Resilient People. You can find Matthew at Running Through Cancer on Instagram and Twitter. The show was produced by Edit Audio, with thanks to Abby Gibson, Steph Coburn, and Sophie Shin. To learn more about me and other resilient people, visit resilientpeople.ca or find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you liked this episode, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Till next time, I'm Janet Finacki. Bye for now.
Divorce sucks, but it doesn't have to be all bad. Hi, I'm Leanne Townsend, a family law lawyer and partner at the law firm Brody Thorning LLP. I'm also the host of the Divorcing Well podcast. Divorcing Well aims to help provide listeners with the tools and knowledge they need to support themselves legally, financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I want listeners to tune into Divorcing Well because they are looking for the knowledge and inspiration to get them through the rough days. And on the positive days, they will gain the tools that they need to heal and move through the various stages of grief that divorce can bring. Each week, I interview an expert or a guest who's been out there in the trenches going through divorce themselves, sharing their stories, their knowledge, their inspiration with listeners, so that ultimately I can help them to divorce well. You can find my podcast on all podcast platforms or visit my website at www.leannetownsend.ca.